This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Start your day right with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy. It's Texans 360. A bit later on, a couple of Texans took a special trip to the Rio Grande Valley. But first, off-season conditioning began this week, and the Texans were happy to be back at NRG Stadium.
I thought it was great. It's really nice to get back with the guys. It's a lot of fun to get back out on the field. Really just have that camaraderie again. So it's really nice to be back kind of in the thick of things.
JJ, what do you think about having Vince here with you?
It's great. It's really great. I love having Vince here. He's obviously a very experienced guy. He's a guy who's had a lot of success in the league, and he's extremely good at what he does. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be great for our young guys to have that veteran leadership, and obviously looking forward to playing on the line with him because he's very good at what he does, and he commands respect from every team.
Have you had conversations with him?
Yeah, no, we've had a lot. Vince and I have been talking for a while now, and we're just really excited about what we can potentially do together.
What's it going to be like for you to line up next to J.J. Watt?
It's good. It's a good feeling to have, so looking forward to it, definitely.
What's Bill O'Brien's biggest strength, in your opinion, since you're dealing with
knowledge? Knowledge. Very smart. I mean, he brings smartness to the game, great offensive mind coach, a great leader. And he's a fun coach. I mean, even in New England, the same guy that was in New England I see here, you know, just going to the first team meeting, just seeing how happy he is and how fun he is. You could tell why guys want to play for him. I mean, I know it was a little different, but at the same time, it's good. Just knowing him a little bit. So hopefully we can keep that going and keep guys around here loose and win ball games at the same time. I think that's the ultimate goal.
It feels great, you know. My motto is, you know, I'm going to go out and work every day no matter who's here, you know. It's, you know, the mentality that I always play with since I've been playing football.
What's it like being here for day one of the offseason conditioning?
It feels good to see a bunch of guys here that, you know, that I didn't see and guys that I played against, you know, just guys that want to be part of what we have going on. It's a good feeling.
I mean, I love the scheme they have here, the system they have here on the offensive side of the ball. It's a lot more complex than what I'm used to, but it's a little studying, get down, and I'm excited just to move around in the offense and get things going. I know both Ryan and Brian pretty well, and I'm excited for both of them, so I'm just going out there working hard, communicate well with both of them to understand them, and then, you know, let things play out.
What's it like for you day one here?
It's awesome. It's really good. Just really good to be back in Houston. I think that's one of my favorite parts is just I got back in Friday night late, got to go kind of around the city on Saturday doing the deliveries, and just to be back around the fans, just to see all the kids, see the Texans jerseys and Texans license plates, and just to be back in Houston, it feels so good. I really do love it here, and I think when you go away and you come back, it really shows you how much you really do love it.
Well, it's great to see the team back at NRG Stadium for conditioning. A bit later on, that trip to the Rio Grande Valley by a couple of Texans. Next up, John Harris and DP Sidhu, some of the wild card possibilities in next week's draft.